We seem to have a disagreement with the UK and the US on the issue of group rights. We believe strongly that groups have rights, because when it comes to activities of business TNCs, groups suffer most, and we are giving our own regional experiences where a whole committee can be affected by the activities of TNCs, for instance, environmental degradation, water sources, and what have you. And we've had practical experiences. So if you look at the regional charters, for instance, the African Charter on Human People's Rights talks about group rights. So the whole formulation that rights are only for individuals, I think is, the literature does not support that. So groups have a right. And even when we started this discourse, I think the opening statement of the High Commissioner for Human Rights made reference to Ken Sararua. And Ken Sararua case has to do with group rights when the activities of Shell polluted the environment in Nigeria. It took CERAC, a civil society organization, to fight for the whole community as a group. It wasn't an individual right. So the deletion is very fatal for us. We're talking from a regional perspective. So we think that it must be maintained.